You're listening to Mornings with Al Farabee on CFAX 1070.
All right, the BC budget came out, and the 2023 budget dedicates $119 million over 3 years for a program that will fully cover prescription contraception options, including most oral pills, injections, copper hormonal devices, IUDs, implants, and Plan B. And this is going to start April the 1st, 2023, BC becomes the first jurisdiction in Canada to make prescription contraception free to all residents. Joining us is our resident physician at UBC and Access BC campaign organizer, Dr. Ruth Habte. Dr. Habte, thanks for joining us this morning. Appreciate the time.
Thank you for having me on.
Well, let's first I want to break this down to what is Access BC and the campaign?
So Access BC is a grassroots campaign that started back in 2017 with the express goal to make all contraception available at no cost in the province. So, of course, started in 2017, it's now 2023, and we have seen this policy now.
Yeah, 6 years of work for you guys, and your goal has been achieved. This must be a great moment.
It's an amazing moment, and honestly, our campaign chair, Teal Feltz-Bondaroff, it has been incredible throughout this time. I joined the campaign in 2019. He has, of course, been on it the entire time. So it's really just been such a great effort by so many people.
Talk about why this is so important and what it helps people achieve.
Yeah, so in my role as a OBGYN resident physician, I see every day how contraceptives are useful for not only helping people achieve their reproductive autonomy in terms of contraceptive care, but also in terms of treating gynecologic conditions. So things like endometriosis, things like fibroids, heavy uterine bleeding, all of those things are treated by hormonal contraceptives. And so we know that by covering this vital medication, we are able to help with all of those things.
Was this something that was kind of being forgotten or not thought about as much as it should?
You know, I think the government did a good job of bringing it up as a part of their party platform in 2020, which then made it so that all of the other parties as well that were running in 2020 also made it a part of their platform. I think, you know, it has taken a little bit to get here, but certainly we're very happy with the result, and we think that this policy is great, and we're just kind of just basking in our excitement right now.
Dr. Ruth Habte joining us, the Access BC campaign organizer, resident physician with UBC. Pardon me. This starts on April the 1st. Talk about some of the costs associated with this for women out there.
Yeah, so any patient with a uterus that wants to be on a contraceptive pill, whether it's for contraception or for some of those other indications we talked about, the cheapest kind of contraceptive pill that someone could get per month is about $20. So that's still about $240 a year. If someone wants the depot injection, that's about $180 a year. And when we talk about things like the Mirena intrauterine device, which has hormones and is used in the treatment of a number of different conditions, that's about $500. It'll last for 5 to 7 years. And then the implant is in the realm of $300.
So those aren't small costs. Those are a pretty hefty bill. So this is a great program, a great campaign that you guys have seen now become successful. How does it work now if people are on a program or have something that they've already paid for? How does this work moving forward?
You know, I'm not sure how it works for products that people have already paid for before April 1st, but from my understanding, as of April 1st, a patient will be able to go into the pharmacy, and if they have MSP coverage, any of these medications will be covered under that plan. So similar to how, Fair Pharmacare would have covered it if you met a certain deductible, this will just cover it outright for anyone who has MSP coverage that's valid.
Sometimes when we talk about things like this topic, and especially maybe when we're talking about young ladies, there's a stigma or maybe some embarrassment or some shyness going on. How can we help that out a little bit and maybe get it to the forefront a little more to let them know that there's help out there?
You know, I think programs like this and really the education campaign surrounding what the government has done with this policy announcement, I think that we can reassure teens that, again, anyone with an MSP card, whether that's a teenager or someone who's older, is able to access this as well, and certainly provide, you know, sexual health clinics and things like that, that they're able to access, you know, confidentially to be able to get access to these vital medicines.
Speaking with Dr. Ruth Habte, who is part of Access BC, the campaign organizer, and we just heard from the budget, $119 million over 3 years for the program to cover prescription contraceptive options. You know, Dr. Habte, when we talk about programs like this, and not that you guys didn't have your fight, but 6 years, you were successful. This is a positive. What was the biggest hurdle throughout this process for you guys to get to the point where we're at now, which is a success?
You know, I've been on the campaign now for 4 years, so not the entire time, but I would say a big part of the hurdle was getting it to be in the, in 2020 when the election was happening. Once one party kind of endorsed it, there was kind of on a rolling basis, all the other parties did the same. And certainly we saw a lot more favor generated after that had happened. I think that all in all, like, it has been a fairly long haul, but again, we've kept the power up strong. And so we're just so happy with the results.
And it affects so many people. It's hard to really ignore that. You can't really shovel it under the rug whatsoever. Dr. Habte, if people want to find out more, if they want to get some information or see some options, where do we go? How do we do that?
So feel free to go to the Access BC website. It's accessbc.org. You can see all of our press releases and things. If people want to look at the different options for contraception, I would suggest something like the SOGC. So just type in SOGC contraceptives, and there is a website. I believe it's sexnu.com, and that goes through all of the options really wonderfully about what the benefits and concerns and side effects could be for each of the options.
Lots of options there if you just spend the time. Dr. Habte, thanks for taking the time out. Congratulations on this news. Very well done. And, you know, you guys can feel great about it.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. Have a good day.
You as well. Just great news there, something that's important, and it's nice to see things working out. Usually sometimes these things drag on and on. Not in this case.
It's Bailey and Johnny from 107.3 Virgin Radio. Want even more Victoria? Check out our podcast.
We're keeping it local, mixing in some nonsense, and there's even some contests to enter.
It's Bailey and Johnny, the podcast.
Download for free on the iHeartRadio app.